USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president says he'd go above and beyond $2.2 trillion. President Trump saying Tuesday that he's willing to go above the initial House bill for a coronavirus stimulus package. But would he find support in his own party at that price tag? White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow believes he would. He tells Fox News it all depends on if the stimulus funds were properly targeted.
It's not so much a question of top-line numbers. It's a question of what the priorities were. Again, unemployment assistance, small business assistance, airline assistance, COVID school assistance. Let's keep the schools open. Let's open more schools. In other words, the key targeted areas, he would go beyond what Democrats have provided.
The Department of Justice and 11 states have filed an antitrust suit against Google, alleging that it used its search engine's dominance to keep competitors down. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.